This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mali's interim president says he was the target of an attempted stabbing attack Tuesday during holiday prayers at Bamako's Grand Mosque. The attacker was immediately overpowered by security, and investigations are ongoing, according to a tweet from Mali's presidency. A witness claims he saw an attacker approach the president. His security guards drew their weapons, and Mali's leader was apparently unharmed. The interim president is a 38-year-old special forces colonel who took power in June following his second overthrow of the president in 9 months. Iraqi medical officials said Tuesday at least 36 people were killed when a bomb ripped through a crowded Baghdad market in what the Islamic State group's jihadists claim was a suicide attack. Monday evening's attack was one of the deadliest in years in the war-scarred country and killed mostly women and children on the eve of the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha, the Muslim festival of sacrifice. Iraq's president condemned the, quote, heinous crime of unprecedented cruelty on the eve of Eid, writing on Twitter that the perpetrators do not allow people to rejoice even for a moment. Iraq declared the Islamic State defeated in late 2017 after a fierce three-year campaign, and attacks became relatively rare in the capital until January this year when a twin suicide bombing claimed by the Islamic State killed 32 people in a Baghdad market. More than half of Australia's 25 million people are under lockdown on Tuesday after a third state adopted movement curbs to rein in the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. Australia's infections and deaths are well below other developed nations, but its use of lockdowns, prompted by a sluggish vaccination campaign, is putting pressure on the national government. South Australia is the latest to lock down. This is VOA News. German authorities are under increasing pressure on Tuesday over the deadly floods that engulfed large parts of the country last week, leaving Europe's richest economy caught flat-footed by a disaster that had been predicted days earlier. As Chancellor Angela Merkel traveled to the disaster zone for the second time, there's growing questions about how well prepared local and national authorities were for the floods that swept through defenseless towns and villages last week. With the country about 10 weeks away from national elections, the floods have put the crisis management skills of Germany's leaders on the agenda, with opposition politicians suggesting the death toll reveals serious failings in flood preparedness. More than 160 people were killed as the floods tore through villages, sweeping away houses, roads, and bridges, and highlighted the gaps in how warnings of severe weathers are passed on to the public. Government officials have rejected suggestions they had done too little to prepare and said warning systems had worked. The wealthiest man on the planet, Jeff Bezos, will ride his own rocket to outer space on Tuesday, a key moment for an industry seeking to make the final frontier accessible to elite tourists. Blue Origin has planned its first crewed mission, an 11-minute hop from West Texas to beyond the Kármán line and back again, to coincide with the 52nd anniversary of the first moon landing. Virgin Galactic founder Richard Branson made the voyage July 11th, narrowly beating the Amazon magnate in the Battle of Billionaires. But Blue Origin's sights are set higher, both in altitude and its reusable New Shepard craft, as it will send to Virgin's space plane, but also in its ambitions. Bezos founded Blue Origin in 2000 with the goal of one day building floating space colonies with artificial gravity where millions of people can work and live. Today, the company is developing a heavy lift orbital rocket called New Glenn and also a moon lander, and is hoping to contract to NASA. Joining Bezos will be barrier-breaking female aviator Wally Funk, who at 82 is set to be the oldest ever astronaut, and 18-year-old Dutchman Oliver Damon, who will become the youngest. Rounding out the quartet is Jeff Bezos' younger brother and best friend Mark, who directs the Bezos Family Foundation and works as a volunteer firefighter. And Israeli's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Tuesday warned consumer goods giant Unilever that its subsidiary Ben & Jerry's decision to stop selling ice cream in the occupied Palestinian territories would have, quote, severe consequences. The Prime Minister's office says Bennett held a call with Unilever CEO over what he labeled, quote, the decision by Ben & Jerry's to boycott Israel. Ben & Jerry's announced Monday that selling ice cream in the Israel-occupied Palestinian territories was inconsistent with their values, although it said to plan to keep selling products in Israel. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.